it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Patrice Cullors has resigned from BLM. Because of all of the hullabaloo surrounding her three or four homes.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's a gajillionaire and also a self-avowed Marxist, which kind of, how do you do that, right?
It's like these two things don't belong with one another. It's kind of weird. It's really strange, Patrice. So she's going to retire now? So she's retiring now?
No, she resigned from BLM so that she can focus exclusively on her book and TV deals.
So she can focus exclusively on her giant bank account.
Right. Marxism requires some focus.
It does require focus on the giant pile of cash that you took from people when you told people you were a Marxist. Remember Patrice?
Mm-hmm.
What a crock of crap. That lady is such a phony.
Horrendous.
God. I swear, everybody needs to share that story far and wide today, like on your social media, and be like, hey, all these people on my feed and Facebook that like did the whole like virtue signaling and said that you were going to support BLM, this is what you supported. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Hey, how's that money helping Black communities?
It's not helping. It's not helping. Mm-hmm. It helped Patrice get three homes. Maybe four.
It helped Joe Biden get elected. So that's
right.
Me.
It did. Congratulations. Hope you're liking your really expensive gas.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. The price of everything is out of control.
It is out of control.
Out of control.
Yeah. You know what I could go for right now? A mean tweet and some cheap gas.
Oh yeah. Remember the mean tweets?
Yeah, I do remember. It was like 5 months ago. I do remember. I do remember.
So I need to tell you about my fight with Joy Reid. That was not expected.
Mock had a fight with Joy Reid, you guys.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I just never know. You know, I do the tweeting and then I'm never sure. I'm never sure what kind of trouble I'm going to get in.
Just so but we got to back it up.
I get into trouble.
Just so everybody knows, Mock handled our tweeter machine. And I handle the Instagram. That's how it works.
By the way, ever since the big purge of a few months ago on Twitter, I've been losing followers by usually like 20 or 30 a day. So at some point, there's going to be no reason for me to be out there because literally 20 to 30 a day. So it's not real. It's just, it's bizarre because I see in my feed every day, so many people are following me, new people are following, and yet the count of the number of followers continues to decline. It makes no sense.
I think there's a reason for you to be out there. And we have two stories about your Twitter today. Our Twitter.
Yes.
So
yes,
I think
there is.
I think there's a reason. Yeah. So one is the fact that you get to fight with Joy Reid.
Which that was a treat. Huge treat. So here's the story on that. So Joy Reid tweeted out an article about, and I don't know all the ins and outs of the story because I didn't read the story. I just looked at the headline, but apparently there's some elementary school teacher in like Massachusetts or another state that starts with M. I can't remember, but I feel like it was Massachusetts. And he got fired from his job at school teaching because it was discovered that he was leading some sort of double life as a white supremacy author or something. So whatever, that was the story. She tweeted out the link and her comment about it was, but the real danger is kids learning the truth about slavery and its aftermath. Am I right? So I was like, And this is what the New York Times, this is what MSNBC, all of these mainstream news outlets are trying to pretend as though people who are concerned about their kids being indoctrinated with critical race theory are somehow history deniers. I want my kid to learn about slavery. Like, I want my kid to learn about history.
Of course.
But that's a hugely different thing. So it just makes me mad when it's mischaracterized, right? So I retweeted her. I didn't reply to her. I just retweeted her and said, what a bunch of bullshit. So, I mean, maybe that wasn't the friendliest way to go about it. Right?
I think it's actually quite apropos in this case.
I said, what a bunch of bullshit. No serious person is suggesting that kids shouldn't learn about slavery and its aftermath. There's a huge difference between learning that important history and teaching CRT. Get a grip. That's right. What I wrote to her.
I think that that was a completely fine response. Completely fine.
She didn't like it.
Oh, she didn't like it. What is, let me guess, you're a white supremacist.
Oh, that's what all of her 2 million followers said to me.
Oh.
I mean, now, mm-hmm. like, my feed is so junked up with crazy people.
Right.
It's exhausting.
Well, I mean, it makes, but I know it takes time, but then can you block all those people?
I can. I mean, I just look through it and I'm just like, they're so dumb. You know
right.
what I mean? They need to take like a smack talk class from Brooks Koepka because they're not good
right.
at it at all.
I know. Because it's like, it's just so not original. It's like
yeah.
being called a white supremacist for the 1 millionth time in the past, however many years. It's like, can you just get original? Because I think what's so bothersome about that is that we're not affected anymore by people calling us racist and white supremacist. That should be the story here.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even affected by that anymore. Cause we've been, and you guys, I'm sure you guys have been called racist and white supremacist just by the very nature of the fact that if you don't have enough melanin in your skin, mm-hmm. you know, if there are white people in this feed right now, and you've been just because you don't have enough melanin, you are therefore a racist now. It's
yeah.
like, at this point, I'm just like, so what? You call me a racist. It's like, I don't care. Like 20 years ago, that was a horrible.
Oh,
that's like
it's
the
like
worst.
It's a heart.
Right. That was like the worst thing that you could be called. And now it's just like, whatever, you know, bite me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
they've completely lost the meaning of the
right.
word.
It's like they have liberals
really
have they have watered that down so much. They've ruined it. Everybody's a racist. So nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, liberals. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, even like there was some film producer with like 2 million followers who wrote and like said something like that. A bunch of like big checkmark accounts were responding to me going, white supremacist says what? I mean, really? Really? So Joyanne Reed responded by retweeting me and said, define critical race theory without looking it up, as if I just don't even know what it is. And I just
yeah.
I'm saying that. Just
you're
really
so
really.
Dumb, little
yeah.
white girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's what all of her followers were saying, too. They were like, uh-huh. say, OK, well, then what is it? You don't even know what it is. What is
uh-huh.
it?
You don't. You don't know what it is. You're so dumb. Okay, of course, they followed suit, you know, and
oh.
of course, they like said exactly what she said because they don't know.
Right. So she said, define critical race theory without looking it up and then tell us at what level of education is it taught and go. Also, not sure what your sources are, but people on the right have long mandated that slavery be taught in a specifically benign way. Then she links me to the 1619 Project.
Oh, my God. Which is the 1619 Project.
Yeah,
which
that's what she links me to.
Oh, my God.
So I answered because she wanted me to tell her what the definition
yeah.
was, right? So
right.
I wrote her back and I started with a eye roll emoji because that was my emotion at the time. And I mm-hmm. said, CRT isn't a level of education specific curriculum. It's simply looking at every system in our culture through a racial lens. CRT, DEI, SEL, 1619, it's promoted by people invested in racism being found in everything so that they can continue to make money off of it. And worse, it also breeds more racism. It's divisive AF. It encourages victimhood and it's rooted in Marxism. Our kids are behind on education basics, reading, math, science, etc., because we keep focusing on bullshit like pronouns and race.
Exactly. Bingo.
She did not respond to that.
Boom.
All of her people did, but no, she has not responded. And people are just like,
of course she's not responding.
You're racist.
She's like, oh, white supremacist said what?
I know. I mean, these people are just, they don't, they're insufferable. They're trying to pretend like, I don't know. Are you serious? You're going to try to tell me I don't know what CRT is? I have been looking at this and studying this and researching this for weeks, months now, because it's so insidious. I mean,
Oh yeah, because you know why? Because we have children and we actually give half a shit about our kids.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
But
it's unbelievable.
There was good news from Twitter too that you found, or somebody told you about it, right? This whole
A friend of mine on my Facebook page yesterday just dropped a bomb on my page. He's like, "Hey, Shannon Bream mentioned you guys on her show last night." On her, like, she has a show like that's on at like 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I know that because I don't stay, because I go to bed at 9.
Well, yeah, and I mean, so, way past our bedtime.
Exactly. It's like Fox Nation, Fox something. I don't even know what her show is.
I don't either.
I know. It's on my Facebook page. I could probably look it up. But anyways, he's like, you guys were mentioned last night. And he dropped it and then he ran. It was like a drive-by. And I was like, but wait, Greg, wait. And so I was like, tell me what it was. Like, I need details. Like, what was it, bad? Was it good? What was it? Oh, my God. And then he dropped the link and it was it was one of your tweets. And it was
I didn't know she said our name, too, which was really cool.
It was like Chicks on the right there. It was a tweet. So it was somebody just dropped a sticker.
Oh, somebody crap. Sticker. Okay. Say was it because Jennifer? I got was my Jennifer? Share screen up.
I think it was Jennifer. I see a J. So thank you so much for that. But anyways, there was a tweet from you. And I think it's centered around this critical race theory stuff.
Well, it was so funny because I had forgotten. It was from a few days ago with the whole Chip and Joe. It was the Hill that I saw the headline on. And I remember when I saw the headline on Twitter, I was like, what? So this is kind of cool. Like at first I thought, oh, yay, Chip and Joanna. That's cool that they're like fighting CRT. Good for them. Right.
Right.
But then I read the article and I was like, what a bunch of bullcrap. This is just him helping his sister with her campaign.
That's
it. And so the way that they framed the headline is what made me so mad. And here I'm going to share my screen so you can see what Shannon Bream said, because this is pretty cool. All right. Everybody can see that. Are you ready?
Yep.
So this is the headline from The Hill. It says, TV star Chip and Joanna Gaines donate the campaign against critical race theory in schools. Now, it doesn't sound like it's supposed to be a positive riff. It sounds like, and listen, they've come after them before because of the church that they go to and some of the beliefs or sermons that the pastor there has preached. Chicks on the Right says this in a tweet, actual story without hysterical headline. Chip Gaines donates $1,000 to his sister's school board campaign. I feel like this is the quickest reverse of cancel culture.
Isn't that fun?
In history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. So we were on Shannon Bream's show, you guys, you know, at like 11 o'clock, like 11 o'clock at night. We were on with Superman, you know, no big deal. You guys remember Superman? So that was
Tanya.
Cool.
It was Tanya Dunn. She says, have a safe trip and balls. And
Tanya,
also Julie Fuelbirth says,
you,
here's
Julie.
To Mock's Twitter smackdown.
I love it. Right. She does provide the smackdown.
I try to do my job over there.
But yes, so basically you just provided the actual headline.
Because listen, I am against CRT, right? Like, so I was all excited, but that's not the story. And for them to try to paint Chip and Joanna as having this like viewpoint that they may not have is really a huge pile of bullcrap. Like,
but even if they did, why would that be newsworthy?
Right.
That's
so
another,
what?
But that's what, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that they do, but even if they did, why would that even be a news? Why would that be a thing?
Because
so
people
what?
Are so desperate to cancel them for some reason, right? Or cancel anybody.
Suck it's it. You can't cancel Magnolia.
You
it's like,
can't.
It's like kudzu. It's like taking over. You can't cancel it. Believe
it's like
me.
Brutex. You can't. You can't stop it, you guys.
You can't cancel them. No. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, CRT.
Oh,
Matthew's absolutely right. CRT is absolutely racist.
Yeah.
Period. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they are probably racist.
Yeah.
They're the racists.
Yeah. And there's plenty of Black commentators, Black professors. I mean, there's all kinds of Black people finally speaking out on this that are saying, I don't want this. I don't want my kids growing up feeling like the only way that they're going to succeed is with the help of white saviors.
Right.
Because essentially that's also what CRT forces people to do, is look mm-hmm. at everything through a racial lens. It's so insidious and dumb. I hate it.
Yeah.
North Korea has banned skinny jeans, you guys. So if you were making plans to visit North Korea, just and rethink your packing.
let's all think of why.
Why because, they're banning them?
Yeah, because Kim Jong-un can't wear them.
Do you think that's why?
That's probably why. He's probably like, I can't wear them, so nobody else can.
So nobody else can. That's like, I mean, everybody having to have his haircut.
Right. He's like, you have to have this haircut because I can't have it, or I can, or whatever. The skinny jeans thing is pretty obvious. I mean, look at him. He's a cheese-eating freak.
Well, and what was weird to me when I saw that story, I was like, people in North Korea were wearing skinny jeans? Like, that was what like, surprised me.
They can't even get food. Where are they getting right. skinny jeans? Where do they shop? Where do they shop for skinny jeans?
Seriously, I legit wondered this.
I don't know. They don't have stores. They don't have, I mean, their vegetable is like grass. They have nothing. You guys, North Koreans have nothing. So this is so bizarre.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay. So Slate, everybody knows of Slate.com, ridiculous leftist garbage rag, right? And they have this Dear Abby section that is their online section called Dear Prudence. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the most glorious things can be found there.
Oh, God. She'll read it for me. And then we did a whole podcast on this. Remember?
On Slate?
Yeah, we did a whole podcast one time reading Dear Prudence.
Oh my God, that's right.
Don't you remember? Yes, it was hysterical. Did. Yeah.
Yes.
We made fun of those chicks because they're just ridiculous. I mean, I think they're all chicks. I don't know. Some of them may be I identify as a chick.
No, I think Slate is for like anybody. I think it's for all the genders.
Okay. They just sounded like chicks.
This is the most hilarious letter ever, because not only does it give you insight into psycho-leftism, but also the cult of mask wearing. Okay, so this is why this letter, first of all, just the headline alone, it'll tell you everything you need to know. Dear Prudence, my husband won't take his mask off even for sex.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, for real. I'm not going to read the whole letter because she drones on and on and forever. But she like talks about how her husband is so great. They've been married 5 years. He's super sexy and handsome and funny and kind and blah. The only thing is that he's always been kind of prissy about illness, like germs and stuff.
Oh,
but never more so than this pandemic. And so she said, for the past year, he has refused to take off his mask, even when we are at home, just the two of us.
Oh my God.
All the time he has it on. She says he wears it to sleep, to do most of his bathroom activities, and yes, even during lovemaking. To eat, he pulls it up to expose his mouth and then quickly pulls it back down between bites. He doesn't insist that I do the same. I can tell it bothers them that I don't. And she's not. They're both vaccinated. They live together. And he wears a mask during sex, you guys. What in the world?
God.
Now, here's
this
the kicker. The line that freaked me out the most, though, was when she said, he doesn't change his mask very often, and it is often smelly and soiled.
So what the hell
is the point?
Yeah, that is a mental condition. You're right, Vicky. He does need a psychiatrist. He totally does.
Oh, my God. He needs more than Prudence. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so grossed out.
Yeah, he's got major, major mental issues, that guy.
This is the kind of people that write display.
Right, but these are also the kind of people that are like, oh, God, you guys, honey, you know it would be really hot. Let's watch Vax Live. Let's watch Vax Live and then do it with our masks on.
I saw a necklace yesterday that said vaccinated. There are necklaces.
Did not.
I swear to God, you know, like the Carrie necklace that has your name?
Yes.
They've made it into where it literally is the word vaccinated. I am not joking.
Get out.
You can get them. They're all over Etsy. All over. For real. Yeah.
I can't. I cannot with this. I can't.
I know. It's insane.
Oh my God. These people are lunatics. They're lunatics.
Right? It's just crazy. Okay.
I won't make fun of those people. I'm like, you've got to show me one of those. I got to go look it up.
Oh yeah.
I will not believe that until I see it.
Hang on. Vaccinated necklace Etsy.
I don't believe you.
I promise you that this is a thing. Hang on. Let me open it.
What in the holy hell is going on?
Yeah. I'm going to show you because hang on. How do I like share that now? Cause I've got my other part of this.
I don't even know. I mean, let me look it up on my phone and I can show everybody, I guess. Let me stop sharing
for a second and reshare it. Cause I've got it up and you have to see it because you have to. Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you seeing?
I can't.
Hang on there. Do you see this right here?
Vaccinated. Yes.
Vaccinated.
What?
I mean, can you even? I can't.
I cannot.
I told you this is a thing.
It used to be that those necklaces were, you know, people's names were like the name of your child. And now people are like vaccinated.
Vaccinated. That's what it says now. These
people are freaking mental.
I know. Okay. So first I'm going to show you, I only have a couple.
Okay. Wait, I have to tell you one thing really quick.
What?
So yesterday I was listening to a country music station. I know. I listen to country music now. It's okay. I'm moving to Texas. Just leave me alone. Anyway. So Trisha, was it Trisha Yearwood? No, somebody was talking about Trisha Yearwood getting like this award. And then, or Garth Brooks was getting an award or something like that. I can't remember what award it was, but, Fauci was getting the same award. And I'm like, why is he getting an award? You know what I mean? So I'm in the car and I'm like irate and I'm like screaming to my husband. I'm like, why in the hell is this guy getting an award? Why would he get an award? He lies all the time. And then Trisha Yearwood, they apparently made a comment about how Trisha Yearwood made the comment. She goes, I'm going to take my vaccination card and have him sign it.
Oh,
when we get the award.
God.
And I'm thinking, these are like country music stars who are doing this, right? Like it's. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that information because it made me want to vomit in my car yesterday. I was like, why would you want to do that? The guy's a liar. He's a liar.
And he's been wrong on everything.
Exactly. He's been wrong. He's been wrong, especially about the fact that this originated in a Chinese lab. It's fine.
Wow.
Nothing to see here. Let's give him an award.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
I also cannot.
Vaccinated necklaces. Oh my God.
Okay. This one is just a funny guy telling a story. Are you ready?
Yes.
My son is doing a social experiment. He's wearing a Biden-Harris shirt around, big, thick letters. He's been beat, kicked, spit on, threatened multiple times. I told him, son, it's going to get a lot worse when you leave the house.
Oh, you see what he did there?
I do. I see exactly what he did there.
Now I have. So that's what I'm going to show you. This is like ASMR to the power of a billion.
Okay,
this
love is that.
I love
Mark ASMR. Is really into ASMR. You guys,
I totally love it.
Yeah, it's a little. It's a little like insight into her. She's really into that.
But tell me that this is not the most soothing sound you have ever heard in your existence.
All right, here we go. We're ready.
I mean, can you even?
I just want to grab his face. I want to get up in there and like curl up on his little chest. You know what I mean? And like just put my... put my head under his neck and just nuzzle, you know? That's what I want to do.
It's the best sound ever.
He's so cute. Look at his little fuzziness.
They are the sweetest looking creatures.
They like, really are sweet looking.
They would rip you into shreds.
I feel like he would, though. I feel like he would rip you to shreds.
You want to see a dog that hugs back?
Yes, I do.
This is the most precious thing. So precious.
Oh my God, I love that dog already.
Okay, just wait.
Oh my gosh.
And, the caption says he always hugs back. I mean, can you stand it?
I cannot stand it. That is the most precious thing. Oh my gosh.
I just can't even take it. Oh, and then you'll love this because you love donkeys. So apparently,
I do love donkeys, you guys. I want to get donkeys.
This is a donkey reunion. So he's seeing the person that trained him.
Oh,
I mean, he's so happy. Look at his face.
Oh my God, I just love them. I'm gonna start crying. That's the sweetest thing. I just love him.
I mean, his face. Oh,
and he's
God.
Hugging her.
He's hugging. He's nuzzling as hard as he can.
Oh my God, that's so
it's
sweet.
It's just the greatest. Oh, okay, one more. I know you have to go. But like Kamala, you know that chick that imitates Kamala? She's yes. pretending. She's pretending to call a nursing home to see if there's a bed ready for Joe. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Joe's going to be just fine. Sunny Acres Assisted Living and Nursing Home. This is LaWanda. Yes, this is VP Harris, and I was just calling to see if you have a bed available for Joe.
Girl, stop playing. This is VP Harris?
Girl, I was wondering when you were going to drop Joe off. I was like, I know she getting sick of him because we all getting sick of him. We getting sick of you too. Just a little bit, you know what I mean? Anyways, you need to stop that laugh. But hey, girl, bring Joe by. We will make him a bed. Yes, we will get him a bed ready. Uh-huh. Okay, you tell mom, tell us.
Did you hear that at the very end?
What
you
did she say?
Montel, and then it you cuts off.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Because so you great. Get it? Because they dated? You get it?
You get it? Have you seen that picture of them? Like where her boobs are out?
And yeah, like she has like major, major boobage in that picture, you guys. If you've never seen it, make sure that you Google Montel and Kamala.
And the picture. And she's like wearing like a metallic-y shiny dress and it's low cut. And there's some, she's out there, man. She is out there.
Yeah. The ladies are on full display.
Okay, safe travels.
Thank you guys. I'm serious. Like we're leaving probably in about 3 hours. We got to pack a U-Haul and do all this. My husband's getting the U-Haul right now. We got to pack the U-Haul. And then once we pack the U-Haul, we're out of here. We're so out of here.
And then you're no longer an Indiana resident.
I will be a Texas girl as of, well, tomorrow. I will be a full-time Texas girl. Very excited. I mean, I was going to say it was bittersweet. I'm sure when I'm pulling out of here, there'll be some emotion.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've been living in purgatory for a little bit, so I'm kind of ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm ready.
Like if you were leaving your house this morning, like your actual house and going, then it would
I
probably
think I'd be Yeah,
harder.
I'd probably be a little more emotional, I think I'm kind of ready. And then on Saturday, I get to meet what may be my first steer.
Gunner?
Gunner. I get to meet Gunner. So I'm very, very excited. I know. I'm very excited to meet him.
Oh my God.
So I get to meet the squish. So I'm very excited. So you guys, I hope you have the most amazing weekend. I mean, I know that it has, you know, like sad connotations, but Memorial Day weekend can also be a fun weekend, right?
Sure. As long as you're remembering the reason for the season kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I hope everybody has a great weekend with their families. I hope that their friends
absolutely.
And all that good stuff. Anyways, bring it in.
Bring it in. And then we will discuss all the other glorious gifts that people have sent when we are back on live with you all on Tuesday.
And we will be, we're going to be online Tuesday at what time, Mock? Tuesday at what
at
time?
7 a.m. Eastern. Okay.
7 a.m.
So
Eastern.
An hour later than normal.
Like this time, we're going to go live like basically right
like
now.
Right
we'll be
now.
Like maybe 5 minutes before now, but 7 a.m. Eastern, you guys. So a half hour later than what we've been doing in the past 6 weeks. Okay.
Yes.
Half hour later. 7 a.m.
I'll just like post a note too, maybe if I remember, on Monday to remind everybody so that they know to sleep in a little bit on Tuesday morning, especially our tailgate crew.
Very excited to talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend.
The Biden border lies continue and the left gets very ugly towards Israel. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, California Congressman Mike Garcia joins me to explain how the border crisis is spreading further into the country. And I expose widespread hatred Democrats have for Israel. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you laughing along the way. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.